Welcome to Winter Park, Mike Wobshaw with Vikings.com, joined by a special guest. It's Monday Night Football analyst, John Gruden. Hey, Coach, how we doing?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
This is a Spider Y2 Banana production, all right? So we're here to talk about the Minnesota Vikings and the New York Giants. The game is on Monday night. John's going to call it on ESPN. Welcome to Minnesota. What do you think?
Well, I'm excited to be here. You know, after watching a tape for the last few days, I'm really eager to watch practice and meet a few of these guys.
When you come to practice, you were a coach at a high level for a long time. So when you come to practice, what do you look for?
Well, obviously, see the health of the team. They've got a lot of new players that I really don't know much about. The whole left side of the line is different when I turned on a Carolina game. I got to find out who number 19 is, this Thielen kid. And defensively, who's going to pick up the slack for Sharice Floyd. But just the way they practice, what they're practicing, how they're preparing for the Giants, it's going to be a great game.
Now, you mentioned Thielen. I know there are a couple plays that he made that stuck out to you. And now that the kid, Adam Thielen, he's from Minnesota. He went to college where we have training camp. So it's a really cool story.
It's a great story. You know, I got the film. I started looking for Treadwell. I started looking for Patterson, the first round picks. I don't see him. I see number 19 make a couple great catches in the Tennessee game in the middle of the field. And then the one-handed catch on the corner route last week against Carolina. Give the kid credit. Not only that, give Coach Zimmer, Norv Turner, everybody credit here for playing the best guys. Sometimes they come from where you least expect.
Yeah. As an offensive-minded coach, particularly in your work with quarterbacks and offense, how about getting a quarterback 8 days before the season starts and having to work him in? What were your observations on how the Vikings did that?
You've never heard of this before, where you lose your starting quarterback the week before the first regular season game. But it's odd. I mean, Philadelphia and Minnesota execute a trade. They both have different opening day starters. They're both 3-0. That just shows you where this world is right now in terms of football. But give Norv Turner, a man with a lot of experience, credit. I'm sure Shermer had a lot to do with it, with his familiarity with Sam. So it was a natural. They gave up a lot to get him. And so far, they've proved very smart for making this deal because Sam looks good.
All right. John, you won a Super Bowl, and you won a Super Bowl with a great defense. You were coaching a great defense. What do you appreciate about the way Mike Zimmer coaches defense?
Well, everybody tackles. There's obviously a lot of accountability in getting to the football. They don't make mistakes, and they don't give up big plays, and they communicate. And I think they measure themselves against the best quarterbacks. I remember that's what we said to our defense. We don't measure ourselves against below-the-line offenses or below-the-line quarterbacks. What they've done against Aaron Rodgers and Cam Newton in back-to-back weeks makes me think that they're really good.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
Finally, the last question. The Vikings played the Giants last year. It was 49-17. Good guys. But the one big difference about that game, well, first of all, this game's going to be played inside. It was like 10 below for that game. But also, Odell Beckham Jr. did not play. Victor Cruz did not play. And they got a pretty good rookie receiver who didn't play for them last year, who's playing pretty well for them now.
That's why you can't really spend much time looking at last year's film. The Giants also have added $200 million to their defense. They're a much better football team. And the climate is a lot easier for Eli Manning, I think, than it was a year ago, although it's going to be loud. The Vikings will have their hands full. How much coverage, how much respect do they give these three receivers? The more respect you give them, the lighter you are in the box. But I like the Vikings at home.
You love doing Monday Night Football?
I'm undefeated. Haven't lost a game, and that's a great feel. I love football. Keeps me really close to the fire. I enjoy being around the big scenes and the great players, and, yeah, I do love it.
All right. Thanks for your time, Coach.
Thanks. Good luck.